Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
I'm calling the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission public hearing to order at 5 p.m. on September 17th, 2020. Commissioners present are Arian Allen, definitely. Matthew Blumenthal?
Yes, here.
All right. Alice Richmond?
Here.
Miguel Morales?
Here.
Daniel Santos?
Here.
I know PT's not here. Wen?
Present.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at beaconhillac@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag BHSeptember17Hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. So let's start off with the first one,
which is 40 Charles.
I'm seeing app number 20.0189BH, 40 Charles Street. And it says, proposed work is install new storefront signage and window decals. And would the applicant please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Ray Phil, Boston Sign Company.
All right. Please start your presentation.
We are proposing to install a hanging sign on an existing bracket with the word TESS in 7-inch letters. The sign is 30 inches by 22 inches, and it is 113 inches above the grade. We're also proposing vinyl letters to be placed on either side of the door in storefront windows with the same words, TESS. And those letters are 6.5 inches tall, and they will be done in an etch film to make it look like they're frosted etched letters in the window. We're also proposing to put the hours in the same etched film on the door, hours of operation. All other specifications are on the drawing, which state what colors would be used for the sign, which is a dark gray, and the letters are a brushed aluminum.
All right, so the sign is made not of wood, but of?
No, the sign is a wood sign.
All right.
With metal letters.
Okay.
Okay, looks raised like
raised dimensional letters. They're 1/4 inch thick dimensional letters of metal on the sign.
Okay.
You guys have the drawing, is that correct?
Yes, we do.
So you all can see the drawing that I'm looking at. I know I'm on the telephone, but you guys can see the drawing, right?
Yeah, we have it here on the screen. So I guess with that, we'll open up to the commissioner questions and comments.
Thank you.
Do any commissioners have any comments or questions concerning the signage?
Right.
Nick, you want to share the staff comment?
Yeah, staff recommends approval with provisos that only one of the decals stating tests are installed, seeing that it would be for advertising the business directly across the street, where the hanging sign would advertise the business from both directions in Charles Street.
Okay, and let's see, public comments. Let's take a look. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at beaconhillac@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag BHSeptember17Hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, anyone would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comment, please?
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association. We do not object, but we would like to see the sign, the finish in a matte, not shiny.
Yes, that is what it is.
So to clarify, the signage is gonna be matte and not shiny, correct?
Correct, always satin paint.
Okay. Hey, I don't see anyone else raising their hands and I don't see any emails. Gabby, do you have any tweets coming in?
No, I don't.
Okay, I think that ends public comment.
All right. Public comment for this application is now closed. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
Okay, Aaron, just do the roll call now, Aaron.
Yep. You and I are like mine. All right, those commissioners who are present, Wen.
Aye.
Daniel Santos?
Aye.
Miguel Rodriguez?
Miguel Rosales, you mean?
Rosales. You say it better than I do. Rosales.
Yes.
Alice Richmond.
Yes.
Matthew Blumenthal.
Yes.
And I, Arian Allen. Yes.
Motion passes. Okay, you're all set. I'll send you an approval letter in the next week or two, okay?
Thank you very much for your time and consideration and making this very efficient.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'm out. I'm signing out. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, the next application we have is application 20.0190BH, 88 Mount Vernon Street. Proposed work, replace 4 6x6 wood windows and 2 4x4 wood windows for a total of 5 windows in unit, should be 26, a total of 5 windows in unit 22 facing Willow Street, with new wood windows with the same pane configuration. Removing existing store windows on these windows.
Great. So Arian, before Sean gets started, I just want to let the commission know that I have not had the opportunity to examine these windows in person, and that I trust 100% what Sean tells me, but I just haven't had the chance to view them. So let's hear what Sean has to say. And then if possible, I would just make the recommendation to remand the details to me so that I can actually go out to the site and review them. Unfortunately, it's been a super busy week for us. So that's why I didn't get to go out there. So Sean, with that, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you, Nick. My name is Sean. I'm with Historic Window and Door. My proposal is to replace 4 original 6x6 sash sets and it's only one 4x4.
Okay.
These are original windows, but they have been mistreated a lot over the years, except for if you leave that picture, Nick,
yep,
the muttons on the bottom sash and the muttons on the top sash are different. 3 out of 4 of the 6 over 6s, this is the one in the back of Acorn Street. That's like a 3/4 mutton that you have the pointer on. And then the one above is actually a 5/8 mutton. So I believe that like the bottom sashes are old, but they're not as old as like a 5/8. In my experience, a 5/8 mutton, it has like a sharper edge, a different profile. There's not as many knife cut lines in it. So it's kind of like mixed on the 6 over 6s. And then there's a 4 over 4 that's in an existing bathroom. And I don't know, Nick, if you have a picture of the exterior of Willow Street.
Is that it?
No, the exterior on Willow.
Oh, exterior. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
The muttons are broken there. And yeah, so that's the 4 over 4, and that's the exterior there. It looks like, I don't know, Nick, you tell me, I'm not sure, but that looks like it was infilled with brick at some point or something like that. So the proposal, and that sash has like starburst glass in it, which was, I know in provisions you can't use that, and it's not original. It was obviously some kind of privacy that was put in there. So my proposal would be to match the specs of a sash that would have been on the original 6 over 6s and use clear glass rather than that frosted glass. But keeping all the frames and original brick moldings, painting, obviously they're all true divided light. I also gave the owner options for using original hand-blown 1840s to 1880s glass. A lot of the muttons are kind of just destroyed. A lot of the mortise and tenon joints are broken. I invited Nick out because I think like a lot of times these are very interesting windows, but I think with the mixed sash and the amount of rot that's gone on and there's not much left, it's a little beyond reasonable repair for me that I mean, I could cut new parts and it would require, with the broken mortise and tenon joints, it would require all new mahogany parts to be kind of cut in, and then all the glass has got to be replaced because it's stained and pitted, and then there's a mixture of sashes. So even if I did restore, the muttons on the top sash wouldn't look exactly the same as the bottom sash. So for all those reasons, I wanted to replace 1 4 over 4. And then Nick, there's 2 on Acorn Street. I couldn't tell. I went to the bottom of West Cedar and I tried to take a picture, but in the summertime, there's a tree. In the winter, you can probably see that one right there on the corner. I would imagine, but I don't know. I don't have a picture in the winter.
You can get a pretty good view of this building from the end of Acorn, side. That's why.
Gotcha.
But yeah. So commissioners, that's basically it. Again, I'm happy to go out to the site. I've been going to site visits all week this week, so I apologize for not getting to this sooner, but I'll open up the comments to you.
Right.
Well, I went to see the windows, and I think they're in total disrepair. I think they should be replaced. And Sean does really good work. You know, some of his windows are the best, some of the best windows in Beacon Hill. So I think that what he's proposing is acceptable.
Any other comments from the commission? Okay.
Miguel, I don't know if you have to recuse yourself because I think you're in a butter of an abutter within 200 feet. Do you think that's correct?
We've had that discussion before, and we decided I don't have to recuse myself because I don't have any commercial interest on that property.
Okay.
Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at beaconhillac@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @landmarks and using the hashtag BHSeptember17Hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay, Martha McNamara, you're raising your hand. Would you like to make your comments now?
Yes, just a point of clarification here. The Massachusetts conflict of interest law says that if you are an abutter to an abutter within 200 yards, then you must recuse yourself. Miguel Rosales is married to John Corey, and John Corey owns 84 Mount Vernon Street. 84 Mount Vernon Street is the abutter to the abutter of 88 Mount Vernon Street. Because he is married to John Corey, Miguel Rosales is seen to have a financial interest in the property at 84 Mount Vernon Street. This is settled law. Rosales has to recuse himself, or otherwise he's in violation of the Massachusetts conflict of interest law. Thank you.
So in regards to that, Miguel, if I'll leave this in your hands. If you feel you don't have to recuse yourself, then that's your decision. So it's up to you.
Again, I don't have any commercial interest in that property, so I don't have to recuse myself.
Thank you, Miguel.
Okay, I'm not seeing anyone else raising their hand. Is there anyone else attending the hearing? Oh, Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comments?
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association. We feel that the historic windows in all parts of the building should be salvaged if possible. We recommend window restoration over replacement, as there is no full documentation that demonstrates a poor condition beyond repair as per guideline D1, at least in the online application that we reviewed. The applicant should also submit shop drawings of the existing presumed historic condition to show that replacement mutton will match the width of the historic mutton in order for the double glazed insulated glass proposed to be permitted as per guideline D6.
Thank you. Martha, I see you have your hand raised. You had about 30 seconds left of your comment period. So if you could make a brief comment, I'll invite you to do that.
Yes, Miguel Rosales does have a financial interest in 84 Mount Vernon Street. And in order to follow proper procedures, I would ask that the chair of the commission request that he recuse himself. Otherwise, the commission is leaving itself open to lawsuits. Thank you.
I don't see anyone else raising their hands. Gabby, do you have any messages coming in?
No.
And just want to double check our email. And there are no email comments coming in. So public comment is over, Arian.
So public comments for this application is now closed.
This is Alice Richmond. I have a question. Nick, does your comment that you hadn't had a chance yet to see it mean that we should delay action on this until you have had that chance to look at it, given what the comment was from the Beacon Hill Civic Association?
So my recommendation is to do one or two things. You can A, outright approve or deny, or B, remand the details to me and I will go out to the site and look. However, I can say that I've been working with Sean for over a year now and he does fantastic work. There's never been a moment where I have doubted his judgment. So I would be comfortable to you. But if you feel the need, I'm happy to go out there and get this taken care of as soon as possible.
Well, I don't know if this is timely now, but I would make a motion to approve the application and remand it to you for the details, whatever it was that you just said.
Perfect.
I second that.
Great. We'll do one call.
Wen.
Daniel?
Hi.
Miguel?
Hi.
Alice?
Hi.
Matthew?
Hi.
Arian, hi.
Terrific. Motion passes. Sean, I'll give you a buzz tomorrow and we'll arrange a time for me to come out there, okay?
Perfect, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, great. Now we're going on to application 20.0191BH, and that's 89 West Cedar Street. Proposed work replaced existing roof deck in the same dimensions. The roof deck is being removed in order to repair the roof.
So, sorry, Arian, that one was removed. That was determined to be exempt.
Okay.
So we're going to, I believe it's, yes, windows. Yeah.
Okay. 66
Chestnut. Yep.
All right. So that's going to be application number 20.0192BH, 66 Chestnut Street. Proposed work, a rear L visible from Branch Street. Replace 4/4 wood windows, 3/6/6 wood windows, 3/1/1 wood windows, 1/10/10 wood. And let's see. Would the applicant please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Hi, my name is Paul Pollack. I'm Continental Builders. I'm the contractor.
Hey, Paul, real quick. Guys, unfortunately, this is a similar situation. Paul was kind enough to provide me with extensive photos, but unfortunately, I was still not convinced that we could replace these windows. I think Paul has a pretty compelling story. Again, I'm happy to go out to the site. This is my first week back from vacation, so it's been pretty busy. So, Paul, with that, take it away.
Yeah, so there are 11 windows, 3 on the back and 4 on each side of the rear L of 66 Chestnut. And in, you know, looking at these windows, it would have been some fairly extensive settling of this building, which has caused all of those window openings to be really out of plumb and out of square. The sashes themselves are in bad disrepair with the mortise and tenon joints failing and opening, and the muntins also being of poor condition. But even if the sashes could be repaired, and I think it would take extensive work to do so, the window openings themselves are in such bad condition that the new sashes would never go in and line up so that the, you know, the bottom top rails matching and, you know, everything working to close. So, you know, now having really looked at this, what I would really be proposing is that not just changing the sashes, I would have new units made, and that would just go right back to the brick, because there's a tremendous amount of rot on the brick mold, on the half the window stops are no longer there. So I think what makes sense is that, you know, a whole new unit is made that obviously the windows are then, you know, going square and plumb.
Is that it, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, I'm opening the comments up to the commission. Any commissioners have any questions concerning this issue?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miguel.
You know, I went to see the windows again, and I think the same case, they're in very bad condition. I think if he's proposing, you know, the JB size with three divided light, the way he's proposing, I think it's okay.
Alice, did you have anything to add?
I don't know if I had anything to add. I had a question. Nick, is this appropriate to say allow the petition or the application with a proviso that staff make a determination as to the, you know, efficacy of this solution?
Yes, that would be appropriate, Alice.
Okay, then I make such a motion. Now, I have one question, though. If you go and look at it and you say, well, you know, I think maybe you could do this or that, does it come back to us or does it stay with you to be resolved?
That's up to you.
Well, I don't, I mean,
either way.
I don't, I don't have any problem with it staying with you. I just don't know what the normal procedure is.
Alice, before we go, because we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
We do need to speak with the public, because that might actually shed some light and maybe help you with your discussion, with your decision a little bit, okay? So,
okay, all right.
Open public comment. We'll see you. Open the comments for the commission, though. Reading the wrong thing. Here we go. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at beaconhillac@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag BHSeptember17Hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay, Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comments?
Beacon Hill Civic Association, no objection.
Thank you. Anyone else attending, would you like to make a comment? Please raise your hand. Gabby, do you have any messages coming in?
No, there are no messages.
Okay. I'd say that's the end of public comment. I don't see anyone else raising their hands.
All right, public comment for the application is now closed. Alice, it seems like you have a motion. Please declare your motion, Alice.
My motion would be to accept the application with the proviso that staff needs to agree that this is the right solution for this building for these windows.
Does anyone second? I'll second the motion. Okay. Win-win? Danielle?
Aye.
Miguel?
Yes.
Alice?
Aye.
Matthew?
Aye.
And of course, aye. Arian, aye. Okay, we're moving on to the next thing.
So we, again,
Motion to pass. Pardon me.
Yeah, yeah. So again, if anyone's here for 11 Irving Street, that application has been removed due to an ownership dispute. So we will not be hearing that tonight. So I guess the next one would be the advisory review. John, are you here?
I have 75 Chestnut Street listed on my...
That one was moved to the administrative.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
John, are you here?
Yes.
From Anderson, where are you? I can't see you.
Can you see me now? I know.
There you are, John. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, so John is here to talk about his door. John, what's your address again?
9 Anderson Street.
9 Anderson. So let me just bring that up on my map here. And if you want to just give a quick overview of why you're here, and I'll bring it up on the computer.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, we've been, you know, just maintaining the front entryway door, and it's kind of gotten to the point where the entire frame is just rotting out. We've been trying to patch it for a long time, maintain it, and it's just the structural integrity is really gone going. So we've hired Barney and Carey to custom make a door to match exactly what's the existing. That's our goal, is to match everything down to the minor details and just have a replacement so that this way it's safe and secure and it works appropriately, because right now most of the time it's just the hinge side just keeps sliding over. The whole frame is just rotted, so every time we try and do it, it doesn't really close, and I'm trying to maintain it, but it's to the time where we'd really like to replace it, and there's all these other things on it that we just want to clean it all up too. And yeah, it's pretty much it. Sorry.
So John missed the deadline for this month's hearing. So he's just looking for guidance on how he should replace his door. Should it be in kind? Could he install a door with a different style? It does not look like the door is original, but you know, he's looking for your advice from the commission. So,
I mean, I think the style is correct. I mean, the main problem is all the different elements you have around it, the handle, the you know, the intercom. Windows could definitely be improved. But I think the door in itself, I think it's okay. It's nothing special about that door.
Right. We're gonna replace, we're gonna try and do the trimming to actually match like the lintel, the, I'm drawing a blank on the name. The shop drawings have the dental trimming around it and try and match actually all the trimming to the same of what's existing. Same thing with like the door itself. We've taken all the detailed measurements so that all the different panelings will match as well.
John, are you replacing the transom? Or
yeah, the whole thing is all rotted.
Okay, so would you do the glass as well?
Yep, we'd do glass up above as well.
And this is your door, right?
Yep.
Yep, okay. So guidance on the transom, commissioners. We can probably model off some of the other tenement style buildings on the street. Any suggestions?
I mean, is there any reason why it's not a clear glass?
I have absolutely no idea, and I would love to make it clear. So if I can do it, I would love to, because it would make it inside and outside look a lot nicer. There's a beautiful lighting right there.
There's additional instead of this frosted glass. It's very modern.
I agree. It should be more traditional. Divided glass, clear glass. This is Matt.
Are we okay with a single pane of glass, or should there be some sort of pane configuration similar to the one down here?
So interestingly enough, our windows are not, it was actually determined that they were, someone found a picture from years ago, I remember when we had to replace the windows, they were not divided windows. And actually we came to the historical commission and it was determined not to put the divides in at the time, but this was going back a number of years.
I mean, that's a beautiful transom, but I don't know the cost implications of a transom like that. I'd probably be okay with a frame and one pane of clear glass, but you know, if you can do something a little more decorative, you know, I wouldn't be opposed.
I agree with that, but I wouldn't copy the other one. It's, you know, it's, maybe it was like that, but it's been changed so many times now. And
right, I agree. I mean, but the same.
Taking the frosted and doing something in clear. Okay. And then removing all the different stuff they have around it and making something more appropriate. The handle, the intercom. They also have a lock. You know, they have all sorts of things around it that kind of detracts from the door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the stuff that we want to clean up.
Great. Any questions for the commission, John?
I don't think so. I mean, if they're good with it, we would love to start custom building that door.
Application though.
Yeah. So we'll get an application from John, and we can have him appear at the next hearing just to get everything squared away. But in the meantime, John, you and I can work together to get this taken
care of. I think I sent you in the application already.
Oh, okay. That's great.
I think I sent you in the application already, and I was wondering, is it possible that the commission can give you the approval to obviously review the, oh no, okay.
Yeah, they can't do a verbal approval unless we have an application that is on the agenda so that we can advertise it for the public. We can talk offline about next steps forward. So,
okay, perfect. Thank you. Cool. I appreciate it.
All right, John. Thanks so much. We appreciate you coming in and doing your due diligence. I do see that fire alarm is installed in the brick, so you might want to have someone look that. But that's neither here nor there.
What do you mean? Was the fire department requirement? I can't get around.
Yeah, but the strobe is installed through the brick, not in the mortar joints, which is problematic for the district. We can talk later, but
okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for coming by. We appreciate you coming in, and yeah, we'll be in touch tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Great, Arian, I think the next step is administrative.
Administrative review approval. In order to expedite the review process, is this the right section? The commissioner delegated the approval of certain work items, such as those involving ordinary maintenance and repair, restoration or replacement, or when otherwise have minimal impact on a building's appearance, to commission staff pending ratification at its monthly public hearing. Haven't been identified as meeting these eligibility criteria and all applicable guidelines, the following applicants will be approved at this hearing.
Great. But before you get started, Arian, I want to catch it before Miguel does, because I know he's going to catch it. 75 Chestnut Street says single hung. It will be double hung. So when your approval, you should just make the provisos to show as double hung. I spoke with the applicant after and they agreed to it.
Okay.
I have a comment about something else.
Okay.
30 Chestnut Street. You know, they are coming here to something very minor, it seems, but the house is going through a huge renovation right now, and they already did a lot of violations. They removed all the windows, and they removed the side lights. And I would be reluctant to give this approval until they come with a full application and show what they are doing, because, you know, it's a major renovation of that house, and they seem to be doing a lot of things in violation already, even before coming here at all. So I will be reluctant about including 30 Chestnut in the administrative approval.
That's fair. I can ask them to appear at the October hearing.
Okay. So we have 65 Anderson Street, 3 Point Brown Spawn, lintels and columns.
Oh, Arian, I don't think you have to read them. That's going to take forever.
It will take forever. Thank you for the...
I can make a motion to approve the administrative applications, except 30 Chestnut, which will come here to the commission.
I'll second that motion.
And also, can I just add, just to make sure that you're aware with the proviso, that 75 Chestnuts will be double hung.
Okay.
All right. And Win-Win.
Sorry, who seconded it?
Oh, I can second it.
Okay.
All right. Do you? Second it then. Okay. Yours is I?
Correct.
Just I? All right. Correct. Danielle?
Aye.
Miguel?
Aye.
Alice?
Aye.
Matthew?
Aye.
Gary and I. The motion passed with the proviso that 75 has a double hung and 30 is going to come back in and actually do a presentation for us.
Perfect.
Okay.
The meeting minutes, Arian. You see them?
I do not.
Should have been in the email I sent you today.
Ratification of public hearing meetings. And I actually don't have that. I've got the script and staff comments.
You don't have the, do the other commissioners have it?
I do. I mean, it came in the second email.
Yep. Today.
There was a second email today. But I have.
Okay.
All right. Will you do me the honors, Miguel? Could you do me the honors, Miguel? Because I don't see it.
Well, I mean, I think the meeting minutes are okay, except that, you know, for Otis Place, it says that we voted to approve the application, and I thought we voted to deny the application.
Nope. So you approved this. You approved the granite on the steps that they have to be shaved. You approved the existing copper cladding, and you remanded the penthouse to me to to reduce the visibility, and then they will be returning for the violations that you sent to me via email. I believe next month.
Well, I don't remember making a motion to approve, Nick. I remember making a motion to deny, and it was seconded by Alice. Because
I don't know what to tell you. I listened to the recording today. Joe?
Yeah, I mean, you can hold off on the minutes and then review the recording and bring them back next month.
Okay.
I mean, Alice, do you remember we voted to approve? Because, I mean, she seconded it.
No, I'm still here. I remember that there was a lot of discussion. I'm not sure that we didn't do what Nick suggested we did and hold off on the other two things, which we really didn't like at all. But my recollection was that we were mostly unhappy that all this had happened without anybody coming to talk to us. So that to the extent that some of the things they were asking for were, you know, reasonable and pretty much the same as what was already there. I do remember that we did tell them they couldn't use granite. They had to go back and use some other substance, but no, I don't remember anymore.
I'm sorry. That's not correct. Because I made the recommendation to restore the stairs back to their original condition, which was concrete. And Miguel had suggested that they keep the granite because it looks nice, but the rock edge, the frayed edge, was not appropriate for the district and that it should be smoothed. Additionally, Miguel had also said that the copper cladding on the penthouse that was put there in violation was fine, and that you all made a motion to approve it. The thing that you did not approve was the height and the dimensions of the new penthouse. And
that
was remanded to me to determine that. And so we can't write just deny on an application that has items that are approved. We're going to say approve with provisos, and the provisos are this is approved, this is approved, this will be denied, and they have to work with staff to come up with a reasonable solution.
Well, I don't remember the details, but I do remember that we allowed some of it and didn't allow others. Is there a way, Nick, that we simply remove this one from the minutes and come back and add it at the next meeting?
I would just recommend, if you're not comfortable with that, I would just recommend just not voting on it, and we'll vote on it next week when I have a clip from the recording.
So Miguel, is that acceptable to you?
Yes, and Nick, yes, that's acceptable. Nick, can you send me the clip, please?
Yep, you can go to boston.gov/Beacon Hill, and all of our recordings are online. I will send it to you as well.
I mean, I do remember about the steps, and I remember about the class, but I don't remember approving the application. I thought we denied it, but you know, I'll look at the clip again, and if we approve it, we approve it. But I don't remember that.
Not a fucking gym, Jesus.
So we're all set. We'll review that next week.
I'm here.
Okay. Hello.
Yep, we're still here.
Okay, because my screen looks a little frozen, but okay. Moving forward. Hello?
Yep, we're still here.
Hey, Aaron, your screen went blank.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Your screen went blank, Aaron, so maybe.
Yeah, on my end, it's completely frozen.
We can hear you, though.
All right. So from what I understand, the next thing was going to be staff updates.
There are no staff updates.
There are no staff updates. All right. And there's no other pressing business, I understand.
There is no other pressing business.
Okay. Shall we, does anyone want a motion to dismiss?
I say
I'll move.
The roll call.
And I'm frozen all the way, so I'm gonna go by memory. Lynn?
Aye.
Lynn? Danielle?
Aye.
Alice?
Aye.
Miguel?
Aye.
Matthew?
Aye.
And Arian, aye. Thank you so much, commissioners. It was entertaining.
Great job today, Arian. Thank you for your help, everybody.
We'll thank you for helping me.
Okay, Nick, can you just hold on and I just so I can talk to you for a minute?
You may, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Nick.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Are we, is everybody gone now?
No, yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's been brought to my attention. Those are always difficult words. It's been brought to my attention that there have been two cameras installed on 21 Chestnut Street. And as far as I understand, no